SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide. Leading the conversation. Oliver Dixon on SAFM.
Earlier this month, we had a conversation surrounding leukemia and what listeners should know around this rare blood condition. And globally, there's a huge underrepresentation on the registry of donors for Black, Coloured, Indian and Asian blood cancer patients. This means that patients from these ethnic groups only have a 19% chance of finding a donor and mere 25% chance of finding a related match. So earlier this year, and this is quite sad, the SABC lost one of its own to leukemia. This weekend, there is a 5-kilometer run in honor of his life and to raise awareness on leukemia and educate communities about blood stem cell donation. It also launched the Sabelo campaign, the hashtag Sabelo campaign, to bring together specialists and affected families to speak on the issue. Nabila De Beers, who is a communications manager at DKMS Africa. DKMS Africa is formerly the Sunflower Fund. Nabila is with us. Nabila, it's important to raise awareness. And it's more so important to raise awareness in ways that are sustainable towards making the message come across so that it can convince and persuade a lot more people to become donors. Those who are on the fence about it right now, who think it might be a painful exercise, it might be a expensive exercise, and maybe dissuaded from becoming prospective donors, what would you say to them?
So good afternoon, Oliver, to you and to the listeners, and thank you so much for having us today. For the listeners that are a bit apprehensive about becoming a stem cell donor because of the fear factor and the cost factor, I have the following to say. Stem cell donation is not an invasive process, so it's non-surgical. You don't go into the hospital for it, and let me maybe take you through the process of donating stem cells. So what happens is once you are a match for a patient, you will go into a transplant center. They will insert a needle into your one arm, draw blood from your arm. It goes through an apheresis or stem cell separator machine, where that machine basically separates your stem cells from your blood. Your blood is then returned back into your other arm. It takes about 4 to 6 hours, and it's very similar to donating blood. It's not painful. Yes,
right.
Some people are a little bit scared of needles, which I totally understand. But I mean, you know, that fear, is it really worth saying I'm not going to become a stem cell donor and potentially provide someone with a second chance at life? I think the trade-off is quite simple if you think of the fact that you're giving someone a whole tomorrow and a future. So I really encourage South Africans to make the brave decision to become stem cell donors.
Yeah.
In terms of, to answer your second question, which is around costs, there's no cost involved from the donor side. Everything is covered by us. It's completely free to the donor.
So it's just like donating blood, effectively.
It's very similar. The difference is, though, is that we separate the stem cells from the blood and we turn the blood back into your arm. And it does take much longer than a blood donation, because I think blood donation is about 20 minutes to 50 minutes. But, it's about 46 hours of the stem cell donation. But all in all, it's quite similar, yes.
Yeah. And what's the uptake of donation in South Africa?
The uptake in them becoming stem cell donors.
Yes. Are we having enough people coming forward?
No, we're not. So every 72 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. And leukemia, which is what Luzuko had, is a blood cancer. And blood cancer is, I think, one of the fifth, it is the fifth most common cancer in our country. And it's very prevalent. However, not enough people are registering to become stem cell donors. There's something like 0.04% of people who are actually registered on our database in our country. It's a low percentage if you consider how rapidly people are actually getting diagnosed with this illness.
Yeah. If I want to donate, where do I go?
So you literally go onto our website. It's www.dkms-africa.org, or you can call us on 0800 12 10 82.
Yeah. And is this a once-off thing, or if you become a donor, is this something you do periodically?
No, it's a once-off thing. So you would donate stem cells twice in your life. In most instances, only once, and you donate to the same patient. If for whatever reason more stem cells are required or anything like that, then you will donate a second time to that patient. But it's right. not a reoccurring like blood donation. Something I do have to stress, though, is that with blood donation, there's four different blood groups. So when you donate, it's an immediate thing. You become a donor, you donate that day, or whatever the case may be. With stem cell donations, you're basically looking for a patient's genetic twin. And so there's a 1 in 100,000 chance that you are actually going to match with the patient. And so you could register on our website and be called within 2 months because there's a matching patient for your genetics.
You only donate if there's a match that needs your stem cell.
Exactly. If there's a patient that matches with you. Or you could be on our registry for 10 years and we call upon you in 10 years' time. It really just depends on if you are a match for said patient.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Nabila De Beers, thank you so much for your time. Really, really do appreciate you bringing that information to our attention. I encourage everybody to participate in a run this weekend. I'll tweet out the details of it, and hopefully you can become a donor as well. It is 15 minutes to the top of the hour.